And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. I mean, it goes from like from Huntsville back on over to Chattanooga, from Tuscaloosa back on over to Gadsden. I mean, all the way down to that loveliest little village on the plains we call Auburn, straight across the border from there to what we get to call, once again, Fort Benning. And then big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi, just for good measure. And oh, by the way, that's just the radio audience. Thank you very much. Then there's all y'all out there in the whole wide world. Go to the World Wide Web and you watch us live streaming every single day on various platforms, to include our website, rightsidemedia.org, or pick it up on podcast. Anyway, all I'm saying is there's a bunch of y'all and we love you. And thank you very much. Get a few more of these text messages, because y'all are some texting machines. I'm loving this, by the way. I felt like our text lines were low the last couple of days. Like, we were at a low ebb of energy. I don't know what's happening. Maybe it was Jefferson Davis holiday. That's maybe what it was. Is it possible?
I don't know. That's a issue.
Everybody's out barbecuing on the lake.
I guess so, yeah.
You know, hot dogs and beers down by the riverside. Too busy to text in to Right Side because it was celebrating Jefferson Davis's holiday.
Hey, maybe onto something.
Could be. Bert from Owens Crossroads says, Phil, excellent monologue. Thank you, sir. Speaking of the abnormals, he says, Missoula, Montana. I love Missoula, Montana. Missoula City Council adopted a resolution on Monday night making the pride flag the official flag of the city of Missoula. Ah, that's jacked up. It is currently the only official flag. This comes in light of a recent Montana law that bans pride flags from being flown in government buildings and schools. That is like beyond a virtue signal. By the way, it's Montana. This is Montana. I mean, Missoula, that's the home of the smoke jumpers. Those are the people that learn how to jump out of perfectly good airplanes wearing protective gear into a forest fire and that's the place they're going to hang the pride flag.
Like one of the most red states in America.
I would have thought. It's also one of the most least populated. I mean, it's really spread out. But all right. Thank you, Bert. Appreciate you. David from Huntsville says, no flags at the White House for Pride Month, but the government doesn't celebrate heterosexuals either. Well, it's a point. We don't celebrate heterosexuals. We just love people. Dave from Capshaw says, I saw an article that said the Texas Rangers are the only Major League Baseball team that doesn't do anything for the homosexual month, for homosexual month. I guess that's what it is. It's Pride Month. Thank you. Pride.
I think they're the only ones that have never in their history done it. I'm starting to see some teams that used to starting to abandon it. And yeah, one of them is the Braves. This year they haven't done anything that I know of or going to do anything with it.
You say that, but you saw that off of a meme. Go right now to the Braves Twitter page, see if you can see it. Is it still active in terms of being...
Oh, yeah, the Braves still haven't. Yeah, they still haven't.
No rainbow.
No rainbow.
Okay. Mm-mm. Connor from Athens. Connor from Athens says, great monologue. This is exactly why homeschooling's on the rise. Good point. He said, the everyday folks have had enough of this nonsense being shoved down our children's throats. Connor from Athens. Thank you, Connor. John from Huntsville checking in saying, Phil, amazing monologue. I want my rainbow back. Also, did you hear that Moscow vows revenge on Ukraine after recent drone attacks? By the way, JP, I'm hoping for some magnificent sound effects today. Okay, by the way, stepping back, speaking of which, let's go ahead and earn some points while you can. Missoula, Montana made the pride flag. Sounds like jackassery to me. Good job, man. You were quick on the draw there. I got Thomas Mathens. He says, I think the socialist progressives overplay their hands deliberately. It's easier and possibly more effective to take two steps forward and then just one step back and depend on those who have, quote, Christian guilt or, quote, white guilt or, quote, hetero guilt to accept that one step they succeeded as succeeding in. Wow, that's an interesting point, Thomas. Appreciate you. Jeff Rowe, I got a couple more, then I got to jump on our topics. Jeff Rowe from Indiana says, hey, Phil, actually, I feel sorry for people that are, of the LGBTQ life. Anyway, homosexuals. He says, I think it's a mental disorder. It's like gender dysphoria or Asperger's or dyslexia. I don't look to, what's he saying? I don't look to what? I think it's a promote or encourage. I hope they will eventually find a cure for it. Okay. There you go. William from Huntsville says, as a young man, this June has been very refreshing so far. I hadn't been bombarded with rainbow propaganda for the first time in 10 years. I know, man. It is something else. I'll talk about that more in a minute. Last two. NASCAR, Tom from Decatur says, NASCAR must apparently be back. Must be apparently back. I saw today NASCAR star Chase Elliott refuses to celebrate Gay Pride Month. Good for him. Oh, NASCAR's back, I guess is what he's saying? Okay, cool. And then last one, Mike from Florence says, I identify as a lackosexual. Lackosexual. Okay, I'm not sure where to go here. Okay, I'm not even gonna read the rest of that text. That's just wrong, Mike. That's just wrong. Anyway, send me something I can read on the air, dude. Just stop. Stop.
I'm sorry.
Just don't encourage. Stop. Okay. All right, listen, we're going to keep talking here. So I got the first dipper. I'm calling it the Fall of the Rainbow Mafia. So in the same vein, let's talk about this. Yeah, this is the first year when the vomiting of rainbows has not been near as prolific. And I'll tell you, it is refreshing. It is absolutely like better. And I said before, if somebody has chosen a lifestyle, listen, just don't shove it down my throat. There's absolutely nothing about your sexual orientation that deserves a month of anybody's time. No, there's not. In fact, I would dare say it doesn't deserve a day. We don't have heterosexual pride day. We don't have girl pride day. We don't have boy pride day. Why are we doing this? What is the point? Well, it's awareness and it's celebration. And it's all those years we had to stay in the closet. No, it's not. It's called trying to normalize and trying to basically force people to condone. And so then you basically do your giant parades and you twist the arms of all the corporate officers to start, you know, pushing money into it and hanging pride flags in the window and making sure that, you know, their monogramming and all that is done, or their logos are done with pride flags. Like I said before, they so overplayed their hand. I mean, remember when, and I pulled this article up first, Daily Wire, I pulled this piece from July of 2019. July of 2019, back when we weren't sure who was going to be the actual candidate for the Democrats. But July of 2019, in a move blasted by critics as egregious pandering, three Democratic presidential candidates added preferred pronouns to their social media bios. Can you guess who? Elizabeth Warren, Julian Castro, and Bill de Blasio. All made sure their campaign account listed, everybody needed to know that Elizabeth Warren was a she/her. Okay, that's important. No, it's not. It is not. You know why? Because the English language already says you're a she/her. You don't get to change that. You don't get to rewrite the English language. It doesn't work that way. Well, today I feel like a he/him. Well, yesterday I felt, also like a he/him. Oh, you know why? Because I'm a freaking he/him. That's why. So how about this? Remember when this was all the rage? Well, we're in less of a rage right now. I've got a piece here, Daily Wire again, fast forward. So that was Daily Wire from July of 2019. Fast forward almost exactly 6 years. June 2025. And Matt Walsh is saying what I was saying a minute ago, that we are looking at what he calls the most irrelevant, low-energy Pride Month in the history of Pride Month. Yay! He says, after years of browbeating everybody into tolerating and then applauding and then participating in the disorder and dysfunction, people are simply too disgusted and annoyed to put up with it anymore. He points out a couple things that I've got a couple of other articles on that I might expand on more, but one of them is the city of Boise. Boise, Idaho. It's kind of like being in, you know, downtown Birmingham, Alabama. It's a blue dot in the middle of a red state. But Boise, Idaho, a far-left stronghold in a typically conservative state, just had to cancel, literally last week, canceled their Pride Month kickoff. Why? Why would this be? The city had just like Missoula, Montana, the city of Boise, their leadership had just named the Pride flag as the official government flag for the month of June. Wow. Do you have a womp, womp, womp? You do, don't you? Give me a womp, womp, womp. I'm going to get you all the points I can get today, man. Why did they cancel their Pride Month kickoff event? Why? Pray tell, Phil, what happened? Insufficient attendance. They couldn't sell any tickets. Nobody was buying. They're like, we're going to have to cancel because ain't nobody coming. And then you got major groups like Meta, Anheuser-Busch, Comcast. that have all dropped out of San Francisco's Pride Parade, which, by the way, San Francisco's Pride Parade is a Sodom and Gomorrah event. It ought to be a censored event. I mean, if you take your kids down there, you know full well what you're exposing them to, because there's a lot of exposing going on, if you know what I mean. One quarter of corporate donors who used to give to Pride events have all either eliminated or reduced their contributions this year, according to one study. You got in Canada, same thing. Google, Home Depot, Nissan, Adidas, Clorox have all pulled out of the Toronto Pride Parade. What's happening here is, like I said, they overplayed their hand. Matt Walsh says the movement is fundamentally narcissistic. That's why they call it Pride in the first place. He said, but if you look around, you're seeing the changes. There was one, in fact, I saw this, trying to think who it was now, posted on social media, on Twitter's where I saw it, X, had two pictures. It was basically June of last year and June of this year in the same clothing department at Target. Last year, it was nothing but rainbows and you know, LGBTQ propaganda t-shirts and whatever else. This year, it's American flag stuff. Things that, like, most of America would want to buy. But yeah, we are watching right now as the big brands are actually staying fairly quiet. I mean, they're still doing some things, but they are not being held hostage. Why? Because in my opinion, it's the fall of the Rainbow Mafia. They've lost their mojo. And the corporations are finally saying, you know what? We don't have to play that game anymore. Let's take a break right now, JP. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. I got more on this. Fall of the Rainbow Mafia. It's real. It's real. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, bulletproof influence. That's what it is. Bulletproof influence. By the way, we got a new batch of those Bulletproof Influence glasses coming. That reminds me. We had to restock. Y'all pretty much bought us out. So the online merchandise store at rightsidemedia.org, we have all our hats and t-shirts and everything else on there. We've had these really cool things. I saw them somewhere and I thought, I got to have those for us. I do. It's a company called Benshot. I'm just chasing a rabbit here. I'm enjoying this. It's a company called Benshot. And they take glasses, like drinking glasses, and they actually embed a bullet in the side of the glass. Like, they heat it up and embed it in there. And so the bullet is embedded, but it didn't go all the way through. Hence, it's a bulletproof glass. So what I did was I had them engrave. They were custom made just for us. I had them engrave in the highball glasses the Right Side Media logo with the big words Bulletproof Influence engraved right under it. You can see them on our website. Check it out, rightsidemedia.org. There's a shop tab. And we actually do have a promo code now that I'm saying all that. You can get them a 10% discount right now. But we just had to order more because we're just about sold out. They've been a hot item. So if you want one, get it while you can. And more is coming. We just ordered them recently. And they should be here like any day. Benshot glasses, Right Side Media, Bulletproof Influence. All right, bunch of y'all are texting in. I'll catch up with you here momentarily. Let me just do this. I'm jumping back on this topic. The fall of the Rainbow Mafia. Oh, what a difference a little leadership change makes. I hold here in my calloused former paratrooper hands a piece from CNN that points out, Dateline was yesterday, and it's got a lot of stuff in here, but it points out that basically for the last several years, the whole Pride Month thing was a big splashy marketing event, right? All the big brands, all the stores, rainbow flags everywhere, displaying LGBTQ-themed t-shirts, coffee mugs, changing all their logos on their social media, spotlighting their donations to the LGBTQ groups, and participating. There's a thing, it's called the Human Rights Campaign Scorecard on Corporate Policies. You know what it is? It's basically, we're going to dox you if you don't do it right. That's what it is. So the Human Rights Campaign is the biggest lobbying group for gay rights issues. And it's not, they're really a super liberal organization, and it's not just about the gay rights stuff for them now. Now it's about transgender surgeries for kids. It's about keeping transgenders in girls' sports. It's about they're in for all of it. And there's one, I won't say his name because he's still around, but there's one lobbyist who used to come try to see me down in Montgomery. Try to see me. He would see me. He's a nice guy, but I nicknamed him Herc because. Herc would come see me, and he would represent the Human Rights Campaign. Herc, what do you got today? Well, Senator, I mean, I knew I had to talk to you because they said that if you didn't approve the bill, nobody was going to vote for it. Well, you're probably right. What you got, Herc? Well, we got a thing. We want to try and make, you know, a protected class under state law for the LGBTQ community. Ain't going to work, Herc. Okay, I knew that when I came in, but I thought I'd check. Like, you know, and he would be like apologetic and then walk back out the door. But the big brands this year are staying pretty quiet. Article here from CNN says 39% of the organizations that have backed Pride Month engagements are reducing their spend on it. That's a survey of more than 200 different corporate executives from a group called Gravity Research. It's a full-on review of big-time corporate, you know, Fortune 500 companies. All these consumer brands, they're wary about provoking right-wing customers, they say. Right-wing activists. They fear reprisal from the Trump administration. Let me just point something out. It's not in the article, but I'm going to say it. The whole Dylan Mulvaney Bud Light thing, that didn't happen because of Trump. That happened because of a bad idea by a really flawed person working in a really awful, you know, mindset at Anheuser-Busch. That was nothing to do with Trump. That had nothing to do with where we are today. That happened in the middle of the Biden administration. That was the first major overplay of the hand. Well, not the first, but it was probably the one that was the straw that broke the camel's back. How about that? And then you got, you know, all the things like transgenders in sports. And you look at why Riley Gaines is famous now. Why do you think Riley Gaines is famous? Because she's a great advocate who had to put up with competing against a dude who couldn't compete well in men's sports. So he decided to say he was a woman and began to beat women in Division I collegiate swimming. Well, this particular article says, you know, by weaponizing federal agencies, you know, many businesses have now stopped participating. That's got nothing to do with it. Nobody's weaponizing anything. They're saying no more DEI. And oh, by the way, they're saying the White House is not going to have transgender activists going topless on the White House lawn while pride flags hang from the rotunda. We're not. It's basically saying we're not going to be in this big movement with you. If you want to live that way, that is your choice. But we're not going to decorate the people's house that way. We're not going to turn on the rainbow-colored lights at night. We're not. So yeah, they point out in the article that Bud Light and Target, they're the ones who first had the chilling effect on corporate strategies. And it didn't happen because of Trump. It happened because they overplayed their hand and people got sick of it. And now they don't have the air cover of a Biden administration. So, yeah. One of the ones I find interesting. Remember how Target had the whole gay pride and transgender clothing with, you know, chest binders and tuck pants for children? Remember that? How freaking awful is that? I mean, just okay, beyond gross. Target, though, has scaled back completely. In fact, what I find interesting is the article points out that Target is not responding to the Rainbow Mafia right now. They are only selling their multi-category collection of home, pets, books, and vinyl, and adult apparel and accessories to celebrate Pride Month in what they call select stores. I'm guessing in San Francisco they've got it, but in, like, I don't know, Dallas, Texas, they probably don't. Just saying. The Pride Mafia losing its mojo. I'll tell you a little bit more about this and get a bunch of text messages when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Alabama and Tennessee syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Taco Tuesday. Text lines are open. Text it. What are you thinking? 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Give me your input. I got a ton of y'all that I'll be catching up on here in just a minute. I'm about to wrap up this dipper, calling this the fall of the Rainbow Mafia. You know, and just to summarize, in case you missed any of the last segment, the bottom line is this. Ain't nobody trying to beat nobody up because they got an alternative lifestyle. Just quit trying to demand that we get on board with it. Quit trying to demand that our kids have to have rainbow flags in their classrooms for things to be okay. Quit trying to demand that corporations pay money and then virtue signal their support of your cause for an entire freaking month. Like, how about this? Recognize that nobody else gets a month. Nobody. There's no month of this and month of that. Why are we doing a month for sexual orientation pride? Why? Why is that? I'll tell you why. It's because the Rainbow Mafia overplays their hand so much. I mean, the progressive left does that in general, right? But the Rainbow Mafia go way overboard, and they wore out their welcome to the point that ain't nobody wants to play the game anymore. So I got a couple more that I'll show you here just to tell you where things are. Boise Pride season kickoff canceled due to low attendance. Cracks me up. I got this from Idaho News. CBS affiliate out there in Idaho News. The Pride season kickoff, initially scheduled for June 6th, has been canceled due to insufficient attendance. Apparently, they're selling tickets ahead of time, trying to get their costs down. Despite strong online enthusiasm, it says. Well, we had a lot of strong online enthusiasm, which materialized into nothing.
Just because some folks are louder than others doesn't mean there's more of those folks than others.
Yeah.
Just
because somebody posts on your social media page using all caps does not mean you got a lot of followers.
Oh man, we had a lot of support with, you know, but every username had a rainbow flag in their profile. So I wonder if that's
And they were from all over the world and not necessarily from Boise.
Yes.
Yeah. The event was intended to enhance the LGBTQ+ visibility and community connection in June, serving as a precursor to the main Boise Pride celebration coming up in September. They got another one in September.
For now.
Okay. Here's the part that cracks me up the most, though. Organizers remain optimistic. Viewing this as an opportunity, here's what they said. Viewing this as an opportunity to, quote, reflect, reset, and come back stronger. How about this? Reflect on the fact that nobody wanted to be a part of your event. There's an idea for you. Like, maybe you've overplayed your hand. Last couple things I'll show out is you know, probably one of the most egregious... most egregious and domineering versions of the Rainbow Mafia overplaying its hand was what happened with the Department of Education during the Biden administration and the complete reimagining of what Title IX really means. And then basically saying, hey, transgenderism in schools, don't have to tell the parents, boys can be in girls' locker rooms, it's all good. And oh, by the way, if you don't do it, we're going to take away the lunch money. That was happening. That was the Rainbow Mafia bending the will of the Department of Education so they could get a nationwide platform to launch their dogma. Guess what? Moms for Liberty, I got a piece off their social media this morning. Moms for Liberty announcing that to mark the 53rd anniversary of Title IX, the Department of Education is announcing investigations into two violations of federal law protecting women's space in sports. They also said, oh, by the way, the Department of Education is not going to be recognizing June as Pride Month. They're calling it Title IX Month at the Department of Education now. That's awesome. You need some applause or something. You better get your sound effects going, man. You got to be in it. Okay, there you go. On that same thing, too, Daily Wire points out that the Department of Education will spend June highlighting the Trump administration's actions taken to protect female sports and spaces, reversing the weaponization of Title IX that took place during the previous administration. And the festivities offer a stark contrast to the Pride Month celebrations of the Biden Education Department that focus on gender ideology, critical race theory, and DEI. Yeah, Linda McMahon's in charge over there. I'm pretty sure someone's going to get thrown out of the ring if they try to mess with her. You see what I did there?
Either that or Triple H, her son-in-law.
Yeah.
I will say, though, one group or corporation, organization, whatever, that has not had the awakening that the culture is shifting and that this is not really welcome by a majority of people anymore is Sesame Street. Sesame Street put up a post.
They had a drag queen yesterday, didn't they?
Well, I don't know about that. I saw they did put up a post, though, about Pride Month, saying that everyone is accepted or whatever. That, in my opinion, should classify as grooming. Because if you are a kid's show and you're putting up something supporting LGBTQ month or Pride month or whatever, you're trying to sway your young impressionable minds that watch you into being gay. That's what you're doing. And if there was a straight, you know, say there's a straight man who wants to talk about his sex life to kids, he rightfully so would be called a creep and probably arrested. But if you flip the table and then you try to talk to kids about your gay sex life, oh, that's great. And actually, we're going to endorse that. And think if you question it, then you're a homophobe or whatever. It's just, it's crazy to me that Sesame Street has to be held accountable for that, in my opinion.
I've noticed, by the way, I just did a quick Google search on what you were talking about to see if I could pull up. So a piece that came out today from... And I may need to have to wash my computer because I'm looking at it from Pink News, which is a LGBTQ activist organization. Anyway, Pink News headline is, Republicans claim that PBS is grooming kids with their Sesame Street Pride post. Yeah, we do. They are. That's exactly what's happening. Anyway, all right, listen. I got a ton of text messages I'm going to get caught up on, but you guys are an amazing audience. I'm just loving the fact, though, that the fall of the Rainbow Mafia appears to be real. They have lost their mojo. And ain't nobody saying they're trying to repeal the law. Obergefell is still the law. You can still have same-sex marriage. It's the law of the land. It is the law of the land. No one's saying, we're going to repeal that law. You know, we're not saying, you got to get back in the closet. What we're saying is quit trying to shove it down everybody's throats. You don't need a whole month. You're overplaying your hand. How about just live? Just leave everybody else alone. Mark from Red Bay checking in. He says, Clorox pulled out of the gay pride events due to things going on that even Clorox couldn't clean up. You gotta find a sound effect for that, man. That was epic. Yeah, it is. That was good. That was awesome. Dave from Capshaw says, there's a trans week in November. You know, I saw a list that said that basically there's a different version. Because, you know, the LGBTQ2IA+, yada, 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 yada acronym, everybody's got their own day, and then they have one acronym, which, by the way, is actually like this long. I found a thing online and read it one time about what the longest version of the acronym actually is. I want to say it was somewhere in the neighborhood of like 72 letters. It was ridiculous. Kim from Athens says, I want to add that as I have watched the news online concerning Pride Month, many gay people are now shunning Pride. Okay. You know what? I think partly because they recognize that they overplayed the hand, and they're burning down the house is what's happening. They are literally burning down the house. Mac from Athens says, Phil, we are blaming the wrong party for this transgender crap. The blame falls totally on one person, Bruce Jenner. Okay. He said, when he did his insanity on the biggest show on TV, he was the poster man for every introvert lover to get attention. There you go.
You know what's really weird about that, though, is he's a Republican now.
Yes.
And he's actually spoken out against, you know, mutilation of children and imposing it on. So it's kind of weird. I agree with Mac. It's weird, though, that he's not. I think they're taking what he did and running with it way, way, way too far down the radical end. So yeah. It is bizarre.
It is bizarre. Well, he's bizarre, too.
Yes.
Let's be honest. I mean, Bruce Jenner, as a kid, was a hero. He was on the Wheaties box, man. Dude was a stud back then. John from Huntsville, JP, have you seen those ridiculous LGBT sandwiches? What?
He sent a picture of it.
It's, I don't want to see it, do
LGBT, I? But it stands for lettuce, guacamole, bacon, and tomato.
Okay. Anyway, doesn't sound very appetizing. Tom from Decatur says, there's Black History Month. You know, there is Black History Month. I guess that's true. Maybe I have misspoken. I still don't think a sexual orientation month is really required. Matt from Madison says... profits are a hard driver. Yes, they are. Corporate boardrooms finally woke up and said, would you stop? Did you see what happened to Anheuser-Busch? Don't put us there. We have a fiduciary obligation to our shareholders. Yep. Dave from Cortland says, hey, Phil, this is Dave from Cortland. How would you label rainbow sherbet? It's a very happy flavor. That was my favorite as a kid. I love rainbow sherbet.
I was not a big sherbet guy myself. As if I've not had it very much.
Sherbet's good.
And I don't doubt that.
Maybe we need to have sherbet day. we'll get you totally in on sherbet.
Not
why
the
is it called
sherbet?
Why is it called sherbet?
I don't know.
Is it sherbert or sherbet? Sherbet.
Sherbert.
Sherbert?
Yeah.
You're sherbert. Making that up.
No, it's sherbet.
Jeremy from Madison says, the fall of the Rainbow Mafia. Time to sing a victory song. Glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Perfect. Thomas from Athens again. He says, by the way, Taco Tuesday is great. So are tacos. But the TikTok video of Eric Swalwell touting the meme acronym TACO, which stands for Trump Always Chickens Out, just turns my stomach. Is that all they got? That was the most awkward, ill-conceived, who-thought-this-up, cringy social media video. Of course, it was Eric Swalwell, so it would have to be. But I still look at him and think, he got beat up a lot as a kid. He had to have. A lot of dirt kicked in his face on the playground.
He was the one, too, that was sleeping with a Chinese spy.
Yeah, Fang Fang.
How did that just go away?
just you know, dating Fang Fang, and that's okay. Because
caught on video. Wasn't it Veritas who caught him admitting that? I think it was.
Know, probably.
It's amazing how that's just went away, disappeared.
But he's a Democrat. That's how that works.
It's true.
David from Tuscumbia says, I forgot I was just now streaming the show. Prior comment was, oh, okay. Okay. I don't know what he said. He says, the previous comment was, would that not be defacing public property? And what are we talking about? Oh, paintings in the streets. If it's done by the officials who own the streets, probably not. But it still makes no sense whatsoever. He's talking about during the monologue, I pointed out that the rainbow flag being painted on a street is like an invitation for someone to do something to it so they can then validate why they're victims. That's what's happening with that. It's entrapment. Mike from Coxie says, Colonel Phil, just thought I'd let everyone know I identify as a good old boy. My pronouns are he and haw. Nice. John from Harvest, last two here, says, Phil, good monologue. Since we're celebrating one of the seven deadly sins, I'm going to skip pride and hold out for gluttony. I hear the party food and drink is better. I don't know if he wrote that himself or pulled it from somebody, but you know what? That was pretty epic. You're not even giving him a sound effect, man. What is?
Oh, do I need to give him a laughing sound effect?
John's going to take away points. You gotta. And then lastly, and this is where I think we need to end this, is David from Huntsville says, just be proud and leave everyone else alone. There you go. Take it to a break, JP. We'll take that break. We'll come right back. It's time to jump on some other stuff. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.